This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz. Everyone is dealing with the coronavirus pandemic a little differently. I know some of you are taking no chances and you're sanitizing your mail, you're disinfecting your groceries, you're disinfecting your doorknobs, because why tempt fate, right? But according to a new story in The Atlantic, some of us may be going a little too far with our disinfecting. Here to tell us more is the author of the piece. His name is Derek Thompson. Derek, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So can I read the headline of your story?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Hygiene theater is a huge waste of time.
That's right.
Please, let's talk about that terminology, hygiene theater.
Yeah. So let's distinguish, I guess, between hygiene and hygiene theater. I think washing your hands frequently in the middle of a global plague is hygiene. Hygiene theater is a restaurant, like, say, Applebee's, deputizing a sanitation czar to oversee the scrubbing of every windowsill every few hours. Hygiene theater would be a gym chain like Planet Fitness, boasting in advertisements that they're sanitizing every single surface and they're a lean, not mean, virus-fighting machine.
Ooh.
Hygiene theater would be New York City shutting down its subway for several hours a night, even though thousands of people rely on that subway every single night in order to blast with antimicrobial weaponry all of the walls and poles and seats. It's these companies and institutions that have made a religion out of deep cleaning at a time when we're dealing with a pandemic that does not seem as likely to spread via surfaces as it does through the air. And so I'm worried most broadly that we are focused on the wrong problem here and that our misallocation of resources might be making us less safe and secure.
But you're not a scientist. I'm not a scientist. So how are our scientists understanding how the virus is transmitted?
So in May, the CDC updated its webpage, its guidelines, to clarify that while COVID spreads easily through the air, that's via large droplets like sneezing and coughing, or aerosolized droplets like people having a conversation and those sort of spray droplets lingering in the air for several minutes afterwards, that's typically how this disease spreads. They said it, quote, it isn't thought to spread through surface areas. There were other scientists that went even further. There was a scientist that I spoke to named Emmanuel Goldman, who's a microbiology professor at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School. And he's told me that surface transmission of COVID-19 is not justified at all by the science. He reviewed a lot of studies that were done in March, which seemed to indicate initially that this virus could live on surfaces for several days. That's certainly pretty freaky for people opening up the mail or getting food delivery. But he said that the concentrations that were being studied weren't particularly realistic in the real world. So essentially, they were studying, for example, a concentration of this virus that would be the equivalent of, say, about 100 people sneezing on the same square inch of a table. That is not likely thing to happen if you're going to a typical Applebee's. And so they essentially stacked the deck to get a result that didn't bear any resemblance to the world that we live in. And as a result, he said, you know, I'm not saying that people should stop washing their hands or, you know, immediately put all their fingers in their mouth. Nothing like that. Rather that, you know, the prevention measures that need to be communicated have to be clear and they should be done with a sense of priority. And the priority right now is distance, masks, and make sure that if there's an activity that you're doing with more than two people, you do it outside if you do it at all. And that's it. You know, mass distancing and outdoors, those are the most important ways to stop this virus. And if we make people believe that if they only buy the right disinfectant, that they can go about the rest of their lives in normal fashion, that's just not an accurate way to communicate the science of this disease's transmission.
Now, is there anything wrong? Is there anything detrimental if we just continue sanitizing and disinfecting surfaces? Is that so bad?
I think it depends on who we is. I'm not going to say that individual households should stop washing their hands. If they feel like they really want to keep scrubbing down their counters, look, God bless them. The problem is when you have institutions that are responsible for lots of people's lives misallocating their resources. You have schools saying that they're going to shut down schools in the middle of the week to do deep cleans. This is when they're already running huge budget shortfalls because of the decline in tax revenue. You have restaurants and gyms saying, we're going to invite people inside our unventilated indoor spaces. and it'll be fine, we promise, because we have a lot of soap and we're washing down the tables. Well, that totally misunderstands the nature of an airborne disease. It doesn't matter how clean the tables are. If people are huffing and puffing the same stale air and passing around aerosolized droplets that are infected by the virus. So the issue that I have is not so much with individuals washing their mail or washing their hands. It's with companies misallocating their resources toward deep cleans when they're not using those resources to keep people distanced and masked, especially when those are indoor locations. If you're a bar or a gym, my hope is that if you're in the area that is has a high outbreak, those places are shut down and bailed out. No amount of soap and disinfectant is going to change that calculation.
Derek Thompson is a staff writer for The Atlantic, and we are going to link to his story on Hygiene Theater. That's going to be at texasstandard.org. Derek, thank you so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.